Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe there's a Zipper merch song.
Why am I surprised? How old is this song, Quentin? What year? Because it sounds not new.
Well, it may just because, you know, it's trying to appeal to a universal audience. I can figure it out, though.
As are we. Okay.
It definitely sounds like, I don't know, something from 1984.
Yeah.
83, 84, like a Duran Duran wannabe Pet Shop Boys type of thing.
So an hour ago, when we started the show, we were talking about the new policy, the new effort in Kansas City to make the police cruisers more visible. They're going to have solid, they call them steady burning. I would just call them solid blue lights. They're not flashing. They're just steady. They're just blue. Just to indicate where the cruisers are. The ones that are out to get you, the ones that are coming for you, are going to have the flashing blue and red. But just the solid blue lights are just, hey, there's a cop here. And somebody made the comment on the text line, we cannot handle zipper merging. How are we possibly going to understand which of the police are just hanging out and which of the ones are coming for us? And then
we got like 15 text messages because Jamie and I were like, yeah, that's a good point. People don't understand the zipper merge.
Yeah.
And then it was nonstop, like 15, 20 texts in like 30 seconds. Zipper merge is awful. No, it's the worst. Zipper merge is, you guys don't understand it. Look at your driver's handbook.
Look at driver's my driver's handbook.
What year is it? What are you talking about? Driver's handbook.
Might I direct you to the MoDOT website or the Department of Transportation for your state of choice, whichever one it is. And on their website, they will tell you, as Quentin would say, I saw it on the internet. On their website, it would tell you all the reasons why zipper merge is good for traffic flow. When it's not everything is zipper, this is zipper merge. I understand sometimes it's construction, sometimes that, but a true zipper merge is good for traffic flow.
We don't make this stuff up. I literally do it every day.
Yes,
to get on the highway. I zipper merge every day, and I don't have a
problem. Successfully?
Yes, I don't have a problem with it. It's an entrance ramp onto what, I-35, coming from the Liberty direction.
Don't you feel rude doing it? Don't you feel like you're cutting in front of other cars by doing it?
No.
Why not?
Because there are two turn lanes to get onto the exit ramp, and eventually one of those lanes goes bye-bye. So I have to get up. There's also this lovely sign with a straight bold line and a second bold line that has a little witch in it. That means I have to get over.
No, you're supposed to get over as soon as humanly possible. At the first sign that the lane that you're in is going to end or the other lane is going to end, the first sign, it might be 5 miles down the road. The first indication that you get that a lane of traffic is going to end, you should as soon as humanly possible get over into that lane that is not going to end. Do it 10 miles out.
I'm enjoying watching Jamie pretend to art, like just the I can see the tension in you. It's about to explode because you are making, this is like when I talk to my kids and I'm like, oh no, it's a like great
you
idea.
Tell them the reverse of what they're,
it's a great idea to color on the carpet.
Yes.
Because the carpet's white and clean.
You should do it more.
You know what? Permanent marker. Don't even know it's there because it's so pristine. And
yeah,
it's a good. No, it's great that you did that.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Doesn't it look so much better that way?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's so much better. Oh, my God.
Quentin, did anybody try to keep you from merging over? Did you have the guy that I hate, which is the guy that will straddle the line so that nobody can get by?
Oh, like when semi trucks do that?
That guy's my favorite. No, usually it's a white pickup truck.
nothing makes me feel like a robotic human being. Nothing more than when people are bad at driving. Because I, as an individual, have many flaws. And many. I understand that. But like when I see people who like are trying to merge onto or trying to turn into a new lane on the highway, and you use your turn signal when half your car is already over the dash line, like that is like, what are you doing?
At least they use it at all.
Like, I don't understand why people are so bad at driving, because you do it every day. And you know, if you're 16 and you're bad at it, whatever, you know, you're 16, it's fine. But when I'm driving and I look at the crazy woman that is driving her, you know, soccer mom van, and it's like, you think that you would be good at this because you've been doing it for a decade plus.
At least. Think people get better at driving as time goes on? Or no. Because I'm sort of the opinion, those of you that don't use your turn signal, you know who you are. Have you never used it? Or did you just one day decide, I know that when I took my driver's test, I'm supposed to use it, but I'm not going to do that anymore.
There's like a corollary where you're more likely to get into an accident when you're younger.
Yes.
Because you don't have the experience and you haven't been tested enough.
Right.
So you're going to screw up situations. And though you might follow all the rules, something might happen that you're not prepared for and cause an accident.
Yeah.
But then the trade-off is as you get older, you start to ignore all the rules that you fastidiously followed when you were younger, because you're like, well, no, it says I'm supposed to use my turn indicator. I'm supposed to. Oh, no, they are on the right at a four-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they go first and I will wait here patiently. And then when you get older, you're like, no, we got here at the same time. And I'm in a hurry. I got to go pick up my kids.
Yeah.
So now
like the entitlement that comes with getting older, like I'm allowed to because I've suffered more than somebody else.
My biggest thing where people piss me off the most is not zipper merging. It's dropping my kid off at school.
Oh, that is a special universe. Yes.
On the rare occasion where I actually will drive to drop one of my kids off at school, it's an absolute nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody thinks that their kid in their time is more important than everyone else's.
Yes.
And they don't realize that if you would just cooperate and take your turn and use your blinkers and also let people go in front of you when they have the right of way, et cetera, that we'd all get there quicker.
Yeah.
But because you decided that your kid is more important and your time is more important and you have to get to your job, so you're cutting in front of people, it's causing chaos and it's slowing everything down.
We've done this multiple times where it is so logical to me. It's physics. It's math. It's the same science that applies to when you're at the grocery store and you are picking a lane, a checkout lane. You go to the lane that has the fewest number of people in it.
Right.
It's the exact same, because you're going to get through it faster.
Merge?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the exact same logic that applies. You go to the shortest lane while it's open. You stay in the lane of traffic while it's open. You don't go, if you have a lane at Walmart, wherever you go, or Hy-Vee, and like lane one has two people in it and lane two has five people in it. Why would you go to the lane with five people in it? You're going to go to the lane with two people in it. It's faster.
Well, but that other lane is shutting down at some point. So it'd be like, Jamie, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
Checker is like, I'm only taking two more customers. And so that's why it's a shorter line. But then you line up
Fine.
Anyway, and then they have to take you. That's in their minds. That's what it is. So here's what I really think it is. And the reason people have a problem with the zipper merge is it's fairness brain versus math brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairness brain versus nerd brain. You and I are capable of switching to nerd brain. A lot of people
many times a day
ignore it or don't care about it. It because it feels like somebody is cutting in line.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, you know, they're staying in the closer lane and they're getting an advantage over you. So early mergers then punish late mergers, even though the Department of Transportation says that late zipper merging is the correct way to do it in heavy traffic. I deal with
it. Of course
it is. Coming home, because there's always one lane shut down on 69, and I will stay in the left lane until I can merge.
Yes. So are we just dealing with, is it timid drivers who don't think they're going to be able to merge at the end, or you don't think someone's going to let you in? Because I'm not a timid driver. I just put my blinker on, and if the system works the way it's designed to work, every car lets one in, hence the zipper.
I don't think it's timidity. I think it's just people think that person's getting it over me.
But you like, can do it too.
Cheating.
You can cheat too.
I think, yeah, but I think people don't go, I'm being fair. I'm being judicious. And a lot of people grew up before the zipper merge, because it's relatively a new thing. And they were taught the old way, where you were taught to merge early forever ago. And states only recently started teaching zipper merging explicitly. So it's also a habits clash, where it's older people in the old zipper merge versus, it is referred to as a new procedure, even though it's been around for like 50 years.
Let me bring another touchy debate into this for just half a second. For those of you who went through the decision to build a new airport terminal, it's like people don't listen. They don't think facts are facts. They don't believe you. They just don't believe it. Even if experts and 20 people tell you, they just still don't believe truth and fact. Just like with the terminal, or just anything you're suspicious of dealing with government, we tell you all day, here's the truth and here's the science, and you're just never going to believe it.
Yeah, and then it's too easy nowadays to go online and find alternative facts.
Correct, that support whatever you think.
Believe. That support, right, and will knock down whatever you believe in. And it's getting even easier with ChatGPT. You could literally, I could literally right now type in, tell me why the zipper merge is good, and then tell me why it's bad. And I would get equal output on each one. One would pull it from, Rold's driving handbook from 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would pull it from the Department of Transportation website from this year. But you could get facts in both directions.
Quentin, why do you do it right?
Here's a general rule just of traffic. If you can keep traffic moving, that's a good thing. It's why roundabouts are effective, because even though you go slower and you are yielding to other traffic, you're keeping people moving. Why does the zipper merge work? Because if there are two lanes and then there's construction where one of those lanes eventually is no longer there, you are keeping that lane moving until the very last moment, which is good for traffic flow. Keep people moving. That's the goal.
The roundabout. What confounds people more, the roundabout or the four-way stop?
A four-way stop when the power's out and the red light is blinking.
Oh,
that
confuses. We don't.
That is the most confusing thing that people don't understand.
Well, because often that's not a four-way stop.
Right.
That's, maybe it's a four-way intersection with turn lanes and things like that. Nobody knows what the hell to do. I think a four-way stop in general is more confounding than the roundabout if two cars get there at the same time.
Yeah.
Because some people don't know their left from their right.
Right.
I've discovered that as an adult, that I did not know this, but there are people who can't tell their left from their right. Even if you do the L thing, if you hold up your left hand, it makes a perfect L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one way to remember it. Doesn't matter. People don't know their left from their right, and they don't know that the car that got there, if you got there at the same time, the car that's to the right of you gets to go first.
Or they weren't paying attention to who got there first.
They have to be paying attention.
Yes.
So they'll just blow through it. I get more upset, honestly, with people being too nice in those situations.
It's more frustrating.
If I'm walking, it's easier for me to walk behind your car. If you're, if I'm at a crosswalk, I'll just at a stop sign to walk behind your car and around it instead of walking in front. And yet I'll be approaching a crosswalk and somebody like, hey, like waving me on. I'm like, no, just go. Like, yeah. I will walk behind you. You don't need to wait for me to prove what a good person you are. From the text
line. Are we convincing people? No.
No. Not at all. The Zipper merge is just cutting with better, is just cutting in line with better PR. Also, congrats on inventing taking turns. Next, you'll explain breathing.
So you're on our side, but you're being snarky about it, yeah, as if we're doing something wrong. That was okay.
I didn't expect that angle on it.
Yeah.
You only like it because you guys are you're the guy flying up the empty lane. Yes,
using the empty lane of traffic. Yes, I will own that.
Yes, we are doing that. Because it is a lane of traffic that you are supposed to drive in up to the merge point. That is what a Zipper merge is. That is more effective because you're using more space on the highway instead of backing everything up. That's why it's better.
Otherwise, why would the lane be open if not to use it?
Well, yes.
Just why is it open then? There.
Right. Just shut it down. Instead, they taper it off. Yeah. Why do they taper it off? So you can merge. That's why they taper it.
You know what the Zipper merge is like? You know when you go into like a hospital or a big office building and they got that door, the rotating door?
Yes.
It's the Zipper merge is like us using all four sections of that rotating door. Whereas you, as the individual who doesn't Zipper merge, you're just all packing in to one door slot. That's what the Zipper merge is like.
Bunch of lemmings. 9128 says, I merge early because I'm courteous. You merge late because you're smug.
No, you're not taunting. Courteous. What you're doing is by merging early and everybody merging early, you're then backing up the other people that were already in that lane. Because when you stop, then the next person behind you has to stop a little bit, and the next person has to stop a little bit more and a little bit more. It's like a snake going in a circle that eventually it's going to eat its tail. You are the person that is forcing the snake to eat its tail. How dare you?
You're great with the analogies today, man.
Wow.
And I like that you're getting in on this with us. More passion.
When I was in school, I had to cover, they were doing a large construction project in Maryville. They were redoing all of Main Street, and it was stupid. And I tried to explain to them why it was dumb. And they were like, no, we're going to spend millions of dollars to add this lane. And I was like, induced demand, all of this other stuff. You could spend these millions of dollars to do other things. And they didn't do it. So I wrote many articles about covering the city council, about why spending $15 million to add an extra lane of traffic was dumb.
Okay.
7740 says, truckers hate this, but sure, tell the 18-wheelers they're wrong from your little studio.
From my little studio?
First of all, we have a big studio, okay?
Yeah, massive.
Way too large. First of all, and second of all, I don't know the rules as far as truckers are concerned.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's probably the same as they're not also allowed to pass people on the highway. So they probably aren't allowed to Zipper merge because they're too damn big. But
when you're in your car, you do it like everybody else can.
I don't know the rules for truckers when it comes to Zipper merging, but yeah, I like this one too. So 0551 says, use both lanes. Cool. Now I'll use your driveway if I'm at a party and I need a place to park. Okay.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's using somebody's personal property. That's the empty lane is public property. It's part of the highway that all of us are supposed to be using. Your driveway is for your personal use.
We are really close to arguing about parking in Kansas City, and I don't want to go down that road.
I'll do it. Bring it. Tell me there's not enough parking in Kansas City.
Street parking is a thing.
What else you want to tell me? Streetcar is, you know,
high,
they're
going
to start charging at some point.
Infrastructure is good, aka the streetcar.
All right. Do you want to try to get calls on this?
We've had a couple lines that have been ringing for a long time. I don't know.
It's up to you.
What they have to say.
913-586-7798. I mean, we've done it before. I feel like it saves lives because if we convince one person,
okay,
Jamie,
we can try.
If we convince one person,
we can try. We can give this one more segment.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. We'd see if we can get some reasonable people to argue with us about the Zipper merge.
Good
luck. We're apparently just angling for a fight today. 913-586-7798. Take your calls coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. This is...
This is another Zipper Merge song.
Yeah. But it sounded like that audio...
No. No. NBA thing. Young Boy?
No, just the style of music.
No,
sounded
that
a little
was actual music.
Groovy like that.
That wasn't just compressed
You
garbage.
Have this look of disgust on your face, like I should know what that was.
No, I was. My look of disgust was that was actually a good song. And the crap we played earlier was garbage. That actually was nice.
Speaking of garbage, mm-hmm. Your opinions, because they're just opinions about Zipper Merge. They're not based on fact.
My buddy Brad texted and said we need to make a Zipper Merge t-shirt, like with a logo, like our logo,
yeah.
And then have like just on the back have like the Zipper Merge on there just as a subtle like illustration
just for the public service announcement everywhere we go to remind people. We were asking you to, like, if you want to debate this with us. I think we're pretty good at this debate. I think this is one that I feel pretty confident in our ability to win, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I can have my mind changed.
Yeah.
I've yet to have my mind changed about this. And I'll admit it. Like when we talked about pulling into parking spots.
Reverse, no.
You guys were able to change my mind on that.
Nope. I still think you're rude.
We've talked about the Zipper Merge several times. Not once have I been convinced of that it's, no, it's not good. It's selfish.
Because the math tells you so. That's the thing.
The math.
From the text line, 4406 says, Kansas City doesn't need your Boston driving think piece. We need patience. First of all, buddy, if you think that Boston has a handle on the Zipper Merge, you're out of your friggin' mind. Like... They don't know how to do it there either. And I don't even think they try to do it there. They're just like, no, it's a free-for-all. Good luck. Like most of the signs, the road signs near construction in Boston just say, good luck. Try not to kill anybody. That is not an elitist coastal opinion that they wouldn't even, at least in the Midwest, we have people pretending to be nice. In Boston, no. You would get murdered if you try to do a Zipper Merge out there.
All right. Feel free to join us in the conversation here. Mike in Topeka, what you got?
Hey, guys. So, Jamie, you know this story. Weir, you don't. I, for the longest time, was very, very anti-Zipper Merge because a very close friend of mine died in a work zone because of a Zipper Merge road rage-related incident. You know, fresh out of college, just started his career as a civil engineer and lost his life because of someone being an idiot. So, yeah, for many years, I was anti-Zipper Merge, and I have since had a change of heart on that. I think the biggest issue with the Zipper Merge is not the Zipper Merge itself, it's where it's utilized and how. as you guys were saying earlier, we zipper merge every day when you're getting on the highway. You know, I commute to Topeka and Kansas City for work. I zipper merge on I-35 all the time and in Lawrence all the time. It's just part of your natural flow. When it's part of the natural highway, like if you've got a four-lane road reducing down to a two-lane road and it's just a natural changeover, those areas, zipper merging doesn't seem to be an issue. I think the issue comes in specifically to construction zones. I think it was last year or the year before, K-10 was replacing a couple of bridges, and they did utilize the zipper merge. And the difference was they had signs everywhere that said, late lane merge, use both lanes and merge here. Whereas most other construction zones have signs that say, do not pass. And I think that's where people get hung up on. When they see that sign and they see, oh, it says do not pass, that means don't pass. So in order for you to zipper merge, you have to pass, and that's wrong. And that's where people get hung up. And so I think what needs to happen is that the states need to, A, put out more education about when zipper merging is acceptable and where, and if there is a specific work zone that does not allow it for whatever reason, whether it's safety or hazards or anything, they also need to put signs in that area as well, indicating this is not a zipper merge work zone and that you need to merge here. And I think that would alleviate a lot of these issues. I think it all just comes down to educating people.
Well yeah, said.
I think it would be better. Here's the thing. It's a relatively new thing. And the combativeness towards it is dual. It's one, people thinking that it's unfair and you're cutting and cheating. Yeah. And then the other thing is, this isn't the way I used to do it. So, because we've had so many people say, when I was in driver's ed, they told us to merge as soon as possible. Well, when were you in driver's ed? Was it 1977? Because that would have been the rule back then. But now it's not. Things change.
And I really do think that the biggest contributing factor are those signs that say do not pass, because a lot of times you'll see that sign, but then the lane goes on for another quarter mile to a half mile, and you're like, well, I've got plenty of time to get over. I'll get over, you know, where the cones actually merge, rather than at that do not pass. And then you have people that see that and, oh, well, he's breaking the rules because that sign said don't do what you're doing, and I'm not going to let you do it. And then you've got your road rage. And so, yeah, I think that's where the states need to step in and kind of change that and either put in signs that say this is not a zipper merge area or just make all work zones zipper merge and move the merge lane back farther.
Mike, here's
fixing
one.
Everything.
Thanks, guys.
I like it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it. Here's one along those lines from the text line. If you think that the zipper merge is okay, do you also, meaning driving in the empty lane and then merging at the end, what do you also think about driving on the shoulder? If you're in a hurry, does that make it okay?
That is illegal.
The shoulder is not a lane of traffic.
It is illegal unless you're not allowed to just drive on the shoulder unless construction guides you there and says we are using the shoulder as a lane of traffic right now, which sometimes happens, or you have an emergency, you're allowed to sit on that. You are not allowed to, even though, so I grew up in close enough Chicago that I learned how to drive there when I was a kid. My dad's best friend was like 15 years younger than my dad, and he was the one that taught me how to drive in downtown Chicago in traffic so that I wouldn't be afraid of it. And he said at the time, you know, if you need to, just drive on the shoulder. No, you're not actually allowed to do that. That's illegal. That's different. Yes, Quentin, it is on every state's website. Because I looked. I was like, is it on Minnesota's? Is it on Nebraska's? Every DOT has it.
MoDOT.
Always a fan of the argument where it's, if you disagree with me in this one thing, then you must agree with an extreme version of it. Like, it's like, if you're okay with shooting your gun at the gun range, then obviously you're okay with shooting a gun around in a mall or something. It's like, no, one is illegal. The other one is legal. One of them is set aside specifically for one purpose. The other one would be an incredibly crazy thing to do. Anyway, I do have, as I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, I do have a zipper merge logo for a t-shirt.
I like it.
The second one I just posted is a little illicit. It feels like, but I think it's better.
Oh, I think we need a slogan to go with the mm-hmm. logo. Suggest slogans, people. That we can put with the logo encouraging people to zipper merge.
To zipper merge for our t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
What should be the logo?
It's going to be our fight.
What should be the slogan? Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we are going to be talking about the 24-year-old who was caught posing as a high schooler. Here's my question. Who the hell wants to go back to high school in your 20s?
Not me.
That you need to go be, you need to be buried underneath the prison if you're doing this. Talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people look young for their age, and a 24-year-old man, this is out of Ohio, out of the Kansas City Star, has pleaded guilty to charges after officials say he pretended to be a teenager and attended a high school for over a year. His name is Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra. He's pleaded guilty to a lot of gun charges, too, because there's more to this. He's been charged in federal court after officials say he posed as a 16-year-old student and attended Perrysburg High School. He enrolled there in January of 2024. He eventually became a member of the JV soccer and swim teams. I bet he did. In May, 5 months later, it was brought to the school's attention that he may not be who he said he was. Before enrolling, he apparently had filed for temporary protective status in the U.S. with immigration attorneys. If you're wondering how he was able to do this, by doing so, he was able to get a driver's license, social security card, and a work permit on May 14th. And with those documents, the Wood County Juvenile Court granted a compassionate family guardianship over this guy. And the family all thought he was 16 or 17 years old. And then 5 months later, the guardians contacted the school and said they think that this guy who looks 16 or 17 is actually a 24-year-old adult. Yes. And when the guardian learned all of this and started to suspect this, they went through his stuff and they found money, a gun under his mattress with three loaded magazines, hence the gun charges, and a fake Michigan driver's license. He initially denied the charges.
He had a fake driver's license and he was 24?
Yeah, had a fake Michigan driver's license. Because I'm going to guess he didn't have a good one because his immigration status was up in the air. So school administrators get together with this guy. They confront him with what they know to be true. He initially denies it. He said that the birth certificate that he gave during enrollment was real, but he was ordered to stay off school grounds. And the school district said, we followed federal law in collecting the paperwork that we needed. So we did the right thing. The school district is saying we didn't miss any steps here. It was him that faked the paperwork.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know how this gets missed other than, you know, he looked younger. But having enrolled my children in schools several times now, or at least that's not fair. having heard my wife complain about how arduous it is to enroll our kids in school, it seems crazy that somebody could get away with this.
Right.
Because like,
for so
we
long.
Needed social security numbers. We needed proof of address. It seems like a lot of stuff that wouldn't be worth, the juice wouldn't be worth the squeeze to get. Because what is he getting out of this?
I don't know. That's what I don't know either. Because I could see it. I could see him getting the fake documents because he's trying to get citizenship. There's a whole lot of stuff in here about, in this story about, he entered the country with a Venezuelan passport in September of 2019 and was allowed to stay in the U.S. until March of 2020. Remember what happened then? And so that pandemic screwed all that up. He apparently had a return flight to Venezuela right before the pandemic, but he never took that flight. So it would make sense to me if he's trying to stay that he's going to get the fake documents. You don't have to be enrolled in school.
No.
I mean, legally, you're, I mean, but he could say he's homeschooled if anybody asks.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't get it. I also don't have a picture of him to show me what
he's
looks
a minor,
like.
Jamie, I mean,
a very old minor.
Of course,
a very, very old
no
minor.
Picture of him. Yeah, he's a 24-year-old, 16-year-old.
Yeah, I need a picture of this guy somewhere to tell him so I can see.
Did I miss something? I'm sure I did. Was he actually living with a host family too?
Yeah, he was living with
so
guardians.
They didn't know. So
they did
didn't
not know
he was that he was actually 24 either. Wow.
He claimed to be 16 or 17, and they said he looked it, and so they believed it, and they had no reason to question it. And so then imagine when they go through all his stuff and they find, you know, the gun and stuff.
What are the reasons you would do this, or that he was doing this? Is it a citizenship thing?
That's
or
what I do not. I mean, usually the reasons other people do it is to be predatory, you know, to go and prey on young people.
Yeah.
Or they have some goofy mixed up, you know, need to relive my.
They're insane.
There's something wrong with it.
Because I have a list of times this has happened.
Oh, I have a picture of him.
Oh, you've got the picture of him?
I do. Yeah. Go ahead. Sure. I'll send this to you. Yeah.
Chat so I can see. This happened in 2023 where a Vietnamese man used a fake birth certificate to enroll at a high school in New Brunswick. In 2022, this is when I remember, Martha Serrano was 28, enrolled at Hanville High School, posing as a 17-year-old to, quote, learn English. She attended nearly a year. In Texas, there was a woman named Charity Johnson who was 33 years old and posed as a 15-year-old sophomore at a Longview private school for months. This is at a private school,
for
too.
Months?
So you would think that would be even harder to get into.
Wow.
She was sentenced to 85 days. These are all mostly women. Sydney Gilstrap Portley, 25 years old, posed as a 17-year-old Dallas student. And a Harvey, this was in 2017 and 2018, and a Hurricane Harvey evacuee to play varsity basketball. Then she pled guilty to indecency and record tampering. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I can see that kid passing for 16.
With no facial hair?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's not. He's got kind of a baby face.
It gets hard to tell. I mean, like, right? If I didn't know Henry, I would think he could easily pass for 21 or 14, you know, like it's all over the place at that age.
So you're telling me that if I shave, then I can pass for a 16-year-old.
Yeah. You want to go back to high school, buddy?
No. I don't know. Not having to pay any bills is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Little did we know then how nice that was.
Yeah.
To have zero responsibility in the real world.
He's
going to be sentenced in January. I'm looking for other versions to see if there was other motivation here, but he's in a ton of trouble because he also faked that he's in trouble with the ATF because he faked the documents to get the gun.
Yeah.
And they don't like that.
So let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was just, or in these other cases, it's just, I just wanted to go back to high school. I wanted to have that experience.
Okay. He wanted to have the American high school experience. He's from Venezuela.
I had a great high school experience. I that was when I really came to my own as my personal character, and you know, I met Katie, and I the friends that I have now I made in high school, like my best friends almost all of them, mm-hmm. are my high school friends. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to go back to high school. Are you kidding me?
My experience was totally the opposite.
Go to classes that I and just be bored. The social aspect of it was fun. You couldn't pay me enough money to have to sit through an algebra class or a biology class, like to learn things I don't care about. I just don't have the capacity for that.
But you can be an athlete this time around. You know, because you probably got some skills.
At 43, I think I get my ass kicked.
I don't know. My high school experience was horrible. I hated it. I was awkward. I was too mature for my age. I didn't fit in. College is where I came into my own. High school was bored me to tears. But
yeah,
I would still, there's no reason I would ever go back, ever.
But that's what I will never get past the inescapable boredom of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you'd subject yourself to that as an adult. Like, it's great being an adult. It's one of the reasons it's hard for me when I've worked real jobs outside of radio. It's hard for me to keep want to be motivated to do those jobs. You're like, what? You mean I'm stuck here for 4 hours or 8 hours or however long the workday is?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, like, I have to talk. I have things I have to do. I can't just make it up. I can't just invent a little imaginary world I get to talk about and play in mm-hmm. for the next 4 hours. It's crazy. Anyway, so you hated high school.
I hated not a single second of it.
Like high school?
I mean, at that point, I had the same friends for like a decade, so it was just me hanging out with my friends for most of it. And you know, school was kind of easy for me for the most part, except math. But other than that.
I'll just throw this out to the text line, 913-586-7798. If you had to go back to your high school and fit in, do you think you could do it? Not based on your age and everything, like not physically, but if you had to go back.
Like socially,
do you think you could handle it? Because I don't think I could. 913-586-7798. We'll get your text coming up on midday.
A 24-year-old man pulled it off for about 5 months, pretending to be a high school junior. Got on the swim team, got on the soccer team, got away with it for a while.
So we asked the question, would you go back to high school? Overwhelmingly from the text line, no, hell no, F you, how dare you ask me that question? And then a couple people, high school was... that my high school years were the best years of my life, but I wouldn't relive them for anything. Could I? Yes. Would I? Only with adult money and teenage knees.
Okay.
I don't. Why are the knees so important, you weirdo? Because hard pass.
You know, some of our knees hurt these days, and they didn't back in high school.
You are not that old.
I was playing balloon volleyball with Finn. In our living room over the weekend, where it's just, you just have a line, have a, you know, balloon mm-hmm. hit over the line. It's on my knees. Jamie, that was Saturday. My knees still hurt.
It's hard to get old, you guys. It only gets worse.
It's so much worse.
My ankles hurt. When I get up in the morning, I was up all night last night. It seemed like every time, it used to be just like your back kind of hurt. Why do my ankles hurt when I get out of bed in the morning? Not my feet. My ankles are sore. Like they won't support my weight. When I get out of bed.
Yeah, the tops of my feet hurt. Like, that's a new one. It's like parts of your body you weren't even aware of.
Yeah.
Started hurting. You're like, wait, why does my earlobe hurt? Like, what? I didn't know there was pain sensors in that. From the text line, as far as going back to high school, I like this one. 9954 says, I'd relive senior year so that I could apologize to 3 teachers and 1 janitor.
You could still do that without going back.
Well, yeah, you could. And also, what happened? Mm-hmm. Did it involve 3 teachers and 1 janitor? Did you walk in on something? All right, coming up, we got unpopular opinions. Opinions that the algorithm won't share with you. For instance, this: an air fryer is just a toaster oven with better marketing. Get over it. You agree with that? We'll talk about it next on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.